The following shir has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for marital or familial matters, call the Evan Ezer Division at 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
The Gemara, in the context of discussing which karbonis, which psulim bakoidish, render the carbon possible enough that they could be, that the carbon could be burnt right away, or the din sreifa is only lachar to ubatzur also, because the carbon is not so possible as to be don sreifa, so we have to wait until it's misabat suros. In that context, the Gemara brings as kor the brisa zivir chazal, which really is sugyan zvachim daf kuvalif, which talks about the tragic episode of Nodav Avihu. After Misas Nodav Avihu, when Aaron Ubonov were aninim, because on that day the pasuk says mefurish that Aaron Ubonov were not allowed to be misasik bekfuras Nodav Avihu, they were not allowed to be oisik b'dechem al tefroimu, they were not allowed to be oisik not to rise kriya, not to be oisik b'avelus or aninus, because of the petir of Nodav Avihu. So there's a discussion in the pasuk, and in the middle of Parsha Shmini, the end of that parasha, regarding the korban that was nisraf. It says over there the korban was nisraf and it was not nechal. And Moshe Rabbeinu would go a whole shag and tie back and forth between Moshe and Aaron. And Moshe Rabbeinu inquires of Aaron if the reason why the korban wasn't eaten was because of the aninus. Ultimately, Aaron explained to Moshe, which then Moshe confirmed with the Shechina, Moshe that Aaron was right, that the heter, that was mipia gvura, the one-time heter that was there, that they should be oisik, that they should eat kodshim, was only on the kodshe doirois, I'm sorry, only on the kodshe shol, only on the korbanos that were miyuchad, that were brought that day, not on the korbanos that were korban oilim. There was no special heter of achilu baninus on the seirim shol rosh hachodesh, as the Gemara explains by us. And because of that, the korban was nisraf. It couldn't be eaten, it was nisraf. And Moshe Rabbeinu asks Aaron, is the reason why the korban was nisraf was because the hakrova of the korban was performed b'shas aninus? Meaning to say that it was poshed by Moshe Rabbeinu that there was no heter. The heter, where the mipia gvur, that there was a heter for Aaron Ubonov to be oisik and achilas hakorban, but the hakrovas hakorban, the bring of the korban would have been possible even by Ninus, and that Aaron Taka answered Moshe Rabbeinu that the korban was brought not by Ninus, it was brought before Mises Nodav Avihu. There's a kash over here, it's a little bit of an esoteric sugya. One of the Mefarshim, one of the classic Mefarshim on in Yonav the Negeh to Kodshim that are in the Chumash and the Parshas of Vayikra, is the Medrash, is the Teres Kohenim, and the Ravid, the Ravid that we have. And all the Svarim of the Rambam is one of the Mefarshim on Teres Kohenim, and over there in Perek Beis, it's separated differently. Perek Beis, Parsha Beis, Perek Beis, Halacha Yud, the Rabbi asks a question, a little bit of a lumdish question, but it brings us out some interesting points on a conceptual level. The Rabbi asks, how is it that Moshe Rabbeinu thought that the heter which was given down, the one time heter that was given, the Hiro Ashur, that Aaron Ubonov should be Oisik Bachilas Kotchen, even Be'aninus, even at the point where they were, again, Mideraisa, the only real Avelus is Aninus. Shivasime Avelus is the Takon of Moshe Rabbeinu, Takon of Chazal. Moshe Rabbeinu is the first of Rabbi Seinu to institute Takonus, Shivasime Shev, Brachus Avelus. And the Aninus, which is before the Kvura, is in fact, has Dinim Deraisa. One of those dinim deraisa is that an oinin is possible by achilas kotchim. It was poshed by Moshe Rabbeinu that the hetim pi agvura was only on the achilas kotchim, not on the akrova. Normally, that would tell us that the gedorim of akrova are stricter. And that's why Moshe Rabbeinu was poshed by him when he asked Aaron HaKohen. By Kohen Gadol, we find lehepach. It's interesting, there's also again Moed Kotten. Now, if you know, in other places in Yuma, comes in a little bit by us, where the din of a Kohen Gadol, and this is not only a din, dafka, that was a Hiro Ashur, those karbonis, b'shas the meluim b'shas the chanukas hamishkon, but it's halacha in kohen gadol for all deris that a kohen gadol can be makriv baninus and is any oichel b'kachim baninus. Don't forget from what we just said. In Moshe Rabbeinu's question inherently is an understanding that the heter that was given to Aaron Ubonov baninus would only be on the achila, not on the akrova. Whereas l'doyrois, the din of the kohen gadol is that he's makriv, but he's not oichel b'kachim. The maral, so the fascinating text, the maral over here on these psukim in Parashat Shmini says a dova omukad moed in Gurari in his pirush al Rashi al Atayru, and the maral explains as follows. He says that this that the kohen gadol can be oivid be'aninus b'chlal the kohen gadol. Shem Shafal Hirsch has what to say on this matter of a kohen gadol not even being mitamel l'sheva kroyim. Obviously, the issur of kahanim that they're not allowed to be mitamel chutz mikroyveim hakroyim is because of the uplifted status of a kohen. If you want to say it on a more profound level, misa, association with misa, association with kvuro, with mes, with tumas mes, has to do with the chet of adam rishon. The Chet of Adam Rishon, which was taken away, the Roshim of the Chet of Adam Rishon, which was taken away from Klal Yisrael by Maimon Hasina, came back to them, the Chet of Egel. Less of that Roshim came back to the Kehanim, because the Kehanim were Isaac. At that point, in being Moicha, being Moichik, and destroying the Chet Egel, they were not Nichshon Chet Egel, therefore there's less Dveikus of Tumah to them. Remember, they're also Latam Bemes, they still have the Kedusha, so to speak, of being above Tumas Mesa. Kohen Gadol is even on a higher Madrega. Kohen Gadol is not allowed to have an Asik with Misa at all, except for a Meis Mitzvah. And a Meis Mitzvah, of course, the reason that's given the Gemara is that Meis Mitzvah is Doiche HaKohen. So even if for a Kohen Gadol, it's Doiche is Kedusha. And on a more profound level, there's something which we won't discuss now about a Meis Mitzvah, which renders it above the regular confines of his chabrus with Misa. But in any case, a kohen gadol is allowed to be makriv baninus, he's not oichel baninus. Says the maral, when we talk about kohen gadol being makriv baninus, we're not talking about a kohen gadol as a private person, that he's on a high madrega. It's true, he is on a high madrega, he has to marry certain women, he has more restrictions on who he marries and what he does than a regular kohen. Of course, he is on a more exalted level. A kohen gadol was uplifted, he's above the regular madrega of kedushas kohuna. But this that he can be makriv be'aninus is only because, since whenever a kohen gadol is makriv, it's interesting halacha, a kohen gadol can only be makriv im shmeinu begadim. He can't ever go down to the madrega of a kohen hedyot and be makriv in dal begadim like a regular kohen. When he's makriv, he's considered mechusar begadim unless he wears ches begadim, which is a lesson, of course, that if a person is oivid Hashem on a madrega which is below his regular madrega, it's not just that he missed an opportunity to live up to a higher status, but his stepping down is in and of itself a psul in avoida. That's an important principle to remember. A kohen gadol is makriv as a kohen hedid without begodim is mechal avoida. The same way for kohen hedid is oivid without any begodim. That's the din of a kohen gadol. The kohen gadol being oivid b'shmeinu begodim, the avoida is a higher level avoida. It's an avoida which is above the regular constrictions, the regular confines of tumas mes, the regular confines of aninus. Therefore, the ma'is avoida is not possible. As a private citizen, a kohen gadol might have the same din of aninus that a kohen hedid has. Therefore, when it comes to achilas kachim, achilas kachim is not done b'shmeinu begodim. Achilas kachim he does as an esuk of his haskus b'kachim. The rishonim talk about that achilas kachim is a ma'isa b'simcha, and when he's in a state of aninus, he can't. On a personal level, a kohen gadol is the same thing as a kohen hedid. Even year round, there's no din that a kohen gadol has to be married. When he's representing Klal Yisrael, Bifnai, Bifnim, and Yom Kippur, it says Ishtoi, over there he has to be married. He has to be an Adam HaSholim in order to represent Klal Yisrael. Ironically, over there it's not Bishmoy Begodim when he goes in Bifnai, Bifnim, and Yom Kippur. But the Avodah in Yom Kippur, he has to be in his highest state. Even Ishtoi, if he doesn't have a wife, he's not Adam HaSholim, he cannot represent Klal Yisrael. So on a level of Shmoyne Begodim, when he's being loivid, Bishmoyne Begodim, there is a din that His avoida is an avoida, even by ninus. Mashengel gabi achilas kachm, achilas kachm he does as a private kohen. He's not doing it as an oivir, as a representative of the kuna, where if he's missing his shmeid of begadim, it's possible. Achilas kachm he could definitely do with dal begadim. Over there he has the same thing as a kohen head. That's this way. On the flip side, when we talk about Moshe Rabbeinu asking Aaron Ubonov, there wasn't a din dafka in kohen godl. Because Bonov, Anatka Aaron Gedolim. Aaron Ubonov were all Osir Vaninus. It says Shaloi La'arav, it says the pasuk over there, Shaloi La'arav Simchosoi, Avelus B'Simchosoi Shalamokim. This was the great day that the whole world had waited for. The day when Shemayim Varets were joined, the day when Shekhinah came down B'Tachtoinim, and the Mishkan was recreated, like the Ramban says in Parashat Shmos, that Le'chozru, the Geula is only complete when Chozru Amalus Avoisam, when the Shekhinah was once more a steady guest in the bias of Klai Yisrael. There was a Mishkan, there was a Mokan that was Mukhan the Shekhinah in Klai Yisrael, and the Shekhinah came down from Shemayim, which was the Goyim for Nodava Mises Nodavavi, which is the whole cause of what the halachs that we're discussing. In that situation, there was no Mokan for personal falling down. Personal Aninus is a Sira to Simchas Yisrael Mokan, which is why a Kohen Gadol is not allowed to ever be Misayin, because a Kohen Gadol represents the Simcha of connecting Olam Yisrael Yerim with Olam Tachtonim. As a representative of the Mishkan, he's supreme, and because of that, he has dinim that he's not allowed to fall into a personal state of aninus. So Aaron Ubonov on this day, even Bonov, who were not Kehanim Gedolim, were not allowed to act in a way that normal Oynim act. They were not allowed to lower their madrega to a point of Avelus, Shaloi La'arav, Simcha Samokim im Avelus, and therefore by them, their status as not being allowed to prava aninus was mechayev them to eat kachem. Eating kachem is primarily we've discussed this in previous shiurim, it's a mitzvah to be done la'ochlo, to be done b'derech simcha, b'derech malchus. Achilas kachem is sitting and partaking of the feast of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Anoinim can't do that. But over here, by Aaron Ubonov, they were told that their personal tragedy had to be pushed aside because of some Simchas Yisrael Mokim. There was no tragedy. They were not allowed to connect with that tragedy. Vayidem Aaron, that was their madrega today, was to put aside their personal status and be only B'toich Mishkan Hashem, and therefore there was no personal aninus. The Me'el D'Aloch is that they were allowed to eat kachem, but on a public level, Aaron Ubonov was still aninim. So you're right, Aaron could have done the avodah b'shas aninus, but Bnei Aaron, Moshe Rabbeinu has maybe Bnei Aaron did the avodah, and Bnei Aaron will possibly avoid the b'aninus, because even on this day they pushed away their personal feelings, but l'maaseh they were aninim. One of the reasons given for an aninim being possible avodah, an aninim is like a balmum, he's a broken person. If he's come into association with death because one of his close relatives has passed away, there's something inside of him on this day that's broken, that's incomplete. He's like a balmum, the Rishonim point out. If that's true, then Aaron and Bonham on this day were like balmum also. Only Aaron, mitzad din of Kohen Gadol, could have been makriv. So on the one side, we see that Hakrova is leichter, is more kal than the Achilles Karbonis, and on the other side of my house thing, the Achilles Karbonis is more kal than the Akrova, because there's no din of a Balmum is not allowed to eat kachem. There's only a din of Balmum is not allowed to be makriv. So an Oinim Mitzad, his status as a Balmum, as a broken person, would not allowed to be makriv, but he would be allowed to eat if he pushed away his personal Avelus. If he's not in the state of Avelus, then he'd be allowed to eat. On the other hand, when we're talking about the Heter of a Kohen Gadol, which is always, a Kohen Gadol is allowed to be makriv, because a Kohen Gadol is not allowed to fall into a state where he is a broken person. He has to remain his wholeness, because he's the representative of Klal Yisrael. And the Mela, when he's Ovid B'Shmoyne B'Godim, when he represents Klal Yisrael as the Kohen Gadol, as the Odom HaSholem, then he's in a state where his Avoido rises above the status of a Balmum, above the status of an Ayin. But Achille, he does as a private Kohen. He doesn't do that as a Kohen Malubish B'Shmoyne B'Godim, who represents Klal Yisrael in the Beis HaMikdash. When a Kohen Gadol is eating kachem, he eats it as a Kohen Hedi. He doesn't have to eat B'Shmoyne B'Godim. If that's the case, then as a private citizen, he'd still be also L'Doyris. So these are ideas. To us, they don't mean halacha, but the ideas are ideas to absorb. We'll just mention a few other points. The Tosfos read in Moed Kamadaf Yudal, over there's a whole sugya of it's very negeh when Rachman Slung, when there's a tragedy and somebody passes away, Yom Tov time, and the Avelus doesn't start till later on. Regal is a steward to Avelus. Regal is Mechayiv Simcha. Simcha Sachag is a steward to Avelus, which is why Yom Tov's Avelus doesn't start. Shabbos Avelus could start. It's commemorated. We just don't do Avelus Barabim on Shabbos. The Tosfos read Moed Kamadaf Yudal in the Lashon of the Gemara. Over there, it's very interesting. The Gemara says over there that the reason why a Kohen Gadol is always mutter by Krov, even by Aninus, is because there's no Aninus, there's no Avelus, Biregel, as we just said. And Kohen Gadol, Kol Hashanah Kulu Hikiregel. Yom Tov Dikagansi Yor. Kohen Gadol has a whole year's worth of Yom Tov. The Tzitzit says over there that an Oinein is mutter by Achilas Kochim on Yom Tov. Phenomenal chiddush. An oinein, since he's not allowed, he's pushed away his personal tragedy, his personal feelings. There's no aninus on Yom Tov. We don't allow him to start his anoga of avelus on Yom Tov. Therefore, the halacha is he's allowed to touch him, as I state in Tosfos read. Fregen achrein that the whole kohen gadol is only mutter because it's kiregel and lamaisi is still also bachilas kachim. He's still also bachilas kachim. The way we're explaining. Not sure. Why is that? Because this set of Kohen Gadol has a din, the Kol Hashanah Kulo is Kiregel, is when he's Oyvid B'Shmoyne B'Gadim, his Avodah transcends his personal status. A Kohen Gadol is not only a personal Kohen, he's not only a personal Madrega of Shleimus, which is Bei Avi Kohen, but he also represents the Shleimus of Klal Yisrael as a representative when he's Oyvid B'Shmoyne B'Gadim, which means he's representing Klal Yisrael. With his Shmoyne Begadim, he's Mechapa the Christ of the Shmoyne Begadim. At that point, his Maisa Avoda transcends the regular Gedarm of human emotion. In Memele, there's no Din of Aninus and Avelus. But as a personal, private citizen, and that is the reason why he's not allowed to eat Kachim, is because eating Kachim, even by a Kohen Gadol, he does as a Kohen Hedit. And as a Kohen Hedit, Avadi, he's like anybody else. He has Aninus. There's another Kasha that the Rabbi, we mentioned the Rabbi in Teres Kohenim, the Ravid wants to know, over there the Pasuk says that Aaron Ubon of Rosser, Kishem and Mishchas Kodesh Aleihem, they are anointed with Shem and Mishchas Kodesh. Normally the Shem and Mishchas Kodesh gives Kedushas Kohen Gadol. Why is it that only Aaron, we spoke about before, that Aaron would have been able to be Makav a carbon even by Nidus? Why? Because the Kohen Gadol is Mutav, but if it would have been, then the carbon would have been possible. On this day they had the status, the halachal status, of a Kohen Gadol, Shem and Mishchas Kodesh Aleihem. That's the Ravid's Kasha. The way we're explaining, this that Aaron Ubonov had to transcend their personal feelings at the tragedy of Mrs. Nodav Aviu, and they had to become above it, and they had to not be Ma'arav Avilusam, Bissimchas Hamokim. That means that Aaron Ubonov, on a personal level, had a din of Kohen Gadol, but the halacha that a Kohen Gadol is normally Ovid. And his avodah is accepted even when he's going on, is only when he's wearing Shmoyde Begadim and he's acting as a representative of the whole Klal Yisrael. Elozav Yisomer, even if on this day they had the personal status of a Kohen Gadol, as far as the Kedusha is concerned, where they would not be allowed to Parava Aninus, because they would not allow to be Ma'ariv, Simchas Hamokim Bavidusam, but their Ma'is avodah was certainly not done by Shmoyde Begadim. So that's for sure, that their avodah would not be kosher. Their avodah would not be kosher, even though they today did not have the status of aninim, of oininim, because they are oininim. They had a din today that they had to transcend their personal feelings. Again, like we said, the aninus. Some rishonim say that it has a get of like a balmum, because when a person is in a state of loss, he's missing. He's not an Adam HaSholim. There's also a new Gavavelis, like we said, the Gabi Achilles Kachim, not the Gabi the Ma'is Avodah. Ma'is Avodah, Balmum is possible. Achilles Kachim, even a Balmum Krit. So over there we say that Aninus is because there's a Nihu Gavavelis. There's an emotional state of Avelus that Oinin is in. And on that day he can't eat Kachim, and so on and so forth. And then there's another Gedder, an interesting Gedder that's brought down by the Achronim, that Aninus, since there's a Chil to be Isaac, the Kvurus, HaKoroiv, that itself is enough association with Tumah to render the Kohen, to render a person unfit for Avodah. Like we said, the Kohen Gadol might have his personal status where he's not allowed to eat kachim because he feels the laws, but he does not become a broken person because as a representative of Beis HaMikdash, he's mechuyev to transcend. This whole idea of transcending one's personal status is a powerful idea in Avodas Hashem, where sometimes a person rises above his personal status and the koiches that he has is above who he is as an individual. That Vashtetzach is mechayiv, a person sometimes putting aside his own personal agenda and rising to challenges that are sent his way. Just one example, a simple example. Rav Dessler, Rav Elio Eliezer Dessler, the Michtam Elio, was a Rav in London, a respected Rav, an Adam Godel. He had been one of the G'dayli Kelim, he was a nephew of Rav Chaim Eiser. He was married to the daughter of the head of the Talmud Torah Kelim. He was a Gavur Rabba, but he was a private citizen. Nobody would have imagined that he was miyuid in 11, 12 years of activity to turn over the whole England, to turn Amidbar Shmama and Ruchnis into a Mokim, teeming with Moistis Hatar, to turn the town of Gateshead into a Mokim Torah. And he writes in a letter that his personal status, what happened was his wife and his children had gone to visit relatives in Europe in 1939, the summer of 1939. When the war broke out, they were stranded. His son ended up by way of Japan with the Mir Yeshiva, ended up in America. His wife and his daughter were sent by boat. They were not able to get back to England. They were sent to Australia. He had 7 years where he was literally on his own without close family. And he writes that everything he accomplished was due to his ability to put his personal status, his personal pain and tragedy of not having his family with him, and to become solely dedicated to Lutavis Klal Yisrael. What he accomplished, and anybody who's ever read the biography of Rav Dessler stands back in awe that a human being could accomplish so much. And Kohen Gadol, even if as a private citizen, he does have a din of aninus, but a Kohen Gadol as a representative, as a Klal Yisrael person, is mechuyev to transcend his own personal bedarim, and really his koyach is that much more. Even when he's in the status of aninus, he could still be makriv a Kohen b'kashrus. It's a lesson to all of us. All of us have to be ready occasionally to step up to the plate, to use a metaphor, and to step beyond our personal limitations as a representative of the greater good. And that gives the person Siyat Deshmai to accomplish a lot more than he'd be able to accomplish when he's bound by his regular self-definition.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halachic services or consultations, or to present a shaila, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. Or email info@thehalachacenter.org.